Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode. Another episode alone actually, which is annoying. But, you know, we can make the most of it, like always. So, today I just want to talk a bit about Minecraft mostly. Sounds weird since we haven't really talked about Minecraft in a while, I don't think. But, I want to talk about Bedrock sort of versus... Bedrock versus Java. Now, the first thing I want to say before anybody else says it, you can have a different opinion and that's fine. If you have a different opinion, that's normal. But remember, if it's completely wrong, in the sense that it's factually wrong, then it's not right. But, you know, so anyway, sorry about that. I'm actually playing a game of Star Wars as we speak. So, your opinion might be different, and that is normal. So, don't go in the comments saying, oh, I think you're wrong because this and this. It's alright for you to have a different opinion. Alright? So, let's kick it off with the differences. Now, obviously, I think we should talk a bit about mods, because mods isn't a really... I mean, Bedrock has mods in a different way to... a very different way to Java. We don't install it to the whatever you're playing on. We sort of have to download it. To some of you that won't make sense, but we basically download resource packs, and it's basically the same thing as mods. It changes stuff, you know, that sort of stuff. And you know, there are some good ones for free in that, but for most of them you have to pay with mine coins, which obviously you have to buy. So like, you basically are paying with real money. So it's they're not as good as Java, obviously, but you know, it's okay. Like, we also have to download skins. We can't like create it on a website and then have it put into Minecraft. Unfortunately, that is not a thing for Bedrock. But also, again, there are some good free skins. So I just want to say, you don't need to go out and buy like mine coins to get a good skin. Just go to the marketplace, which is what we have as like our store. Go to the price range, free, and there'll be a ton of things that appeal. And it's not just skins either. It's resource packs or whatever you can search for, really. Sorry about the long pause. I'm being pushed by a team. So I think, obviously, Java will run smoother. Obviously, it's on a high performance PC for most of you. So like, it will run a bit better. Which is not to say that consoles aren't good for running games. You know, I hear people complain like, oh, PS4, 30 frames, ha, all I have on here with my beefed PC, I got 240. Listen, nobody can tell the difference. I swear, only YouTubers can tell the difference. No one cares. The game still runs the same. We've been talking about this with Tom recently, and, just to let you know, he'll be coming on soon. That he doesn't really care about the frames. If the graphics are good, he'll be like, cool. Like, doesn't make a difference, but it's alright. And I think that's a good way to go for it. There's no need to get some expensive graphics card. They're all the same. And, of course... if you do gaming for a living, You should maybe get an upgrade if you decide to. But that's not to say that you need it. So what I'm saying is, if you play the game, you play the game. And like, people will complain, oh, you know, controller. Listen. You get used to your keyboard and mouse, that's fine. But in the same sense, we get used to the controller. We become good with a controller and worse with a mouse and keyboard. So it's not like when PC players go on a controller, it feels weird for them because they haven't experienced it. We know what we're doing with a controller. And so you shouldn't go up to someone and say, ah, controller player, you know, that's rubbish. I got keyboard and mouse. First of all, you shouldn't bully anyways, but if you try to bully someone with that, that is the most shallow thing ever. Nobody is going to care. And also, I feel many people will be thinking, yeah, I agree with you, but all round PC is better. Fine. If you think that, that's great. Other people will disagree, but if you think that, fine. And so people will always try to say console is terrible. And in some people's eyes, that's true. But to the people that actually play console, do you think they care? No. And neither should they. So I think it's completely fine to play on console. Or like, I know a lot of people think Switch is terrible. And sure, you have your reasons. And I'm sure your PC might be a little better to you. But that doesn't mean you go hating. Me and Tom have said it, and we'll say it again. Nintendo is great. And I'm not just saying just Nintendo. If you have a PC, cool. Because, like, you can still play whatever you want to play. If you have a PS4, great. Xbox, even, like, not even better, but, like, cool. Like, it really doesn't matter. And I see, like, people getting annoyed that they didn't get the highest graphics or the best graphics card or the best CPU. And I'm like, really? Like, you're going to complain about that? Can you play the game? Yeah. Will you still enjoy the game? Yeah. Does it actually make a difference to your gameplay? No. And sure, it'll run smoother. But apart from that, what is it going to do? And, like, I just want you to think. If you have a low CPU or graphics card, or, like, you're running a pretty bad PC, is it really bad? Like, actually? Well, nobody cares. Nobody will ever care. Because if you have fun gaming, that's what it's for. Not who has the best stuff. Not at all. But I may sound like, oh, wow, you're being a softie. I don't care. Because what I'm saying is true. It doesn't matter what you play on. And, like, I'm sure PC, you don't have to pay to play online. But this is my argument when people say that. I say, all right, that's cool, but we don't have to pay £2,000 for a good PC. You know? That's always the thing that I say. Who cares if you have a good CPU, really? If you care about that, and I'm sure it is cool to have a good computer, surely. But is anyone actually gonna care that much? Like, I'm not trying to sound like I it's a bad thing. Of course, it's cool to have a good computer. And, you know, like a good setup. It does look cool. But in the end, it's the same game. And what I mean by that is, it's the same game you're playing, with the same mechanics, with the same tactics, you know? So that's the thing to think about, maybe. And so I think, like, the moral is, really, it doesn't really matter what you have, as long as you enjoy playing. And of course, there is sometimes a good reason to get an upgrade, of course. But mostly it comes down to if you're having fun playing the game. Because if you're not having fun playing the game, don't play the game. You know? So I think it shouldn't really matter. So, saying that, of course it is cool to get a really cool PC, obviously. And, you know, if I had a really good PC, I would say, hey, guess what? I got a really cool PC. And that's cool. But if you go up to someone with, a PS4 and say, ha, I got a PC, you got a crummy PS4. I don't know what is wrong with you, but there definitely is something wrong with you. So, guys, if somebody has something worse than you, or, in fact, something involving gaming that's worse than you, especially, don't go at them and say, just say, instead of saying, ha, I got better stuff than you, say, hey, do you wanna play tonight? You know, keep the positive energy. You know, I was learning about that today and how important it is to be positive. So just remember. And if you're, like, worried that your friends are going to go, like, what a rubbish PC you've got, or what a rubbish console you've got, they're not your friends. I'm telling you now, if a friend is going, ha, you've got really bad stuff, they're not a friend. I'm telling you now, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but they are not a friend. If they say that kind of thing. Sorry about the cut. What I was saying was, if they, like, say, oh, rubbish stuff that, you know, you got a console, I'm out here playing with 360 FPS. They're not a friend. I'm sorry, but they're just not. And if you're, like, trying to say something like that, like, oh, I got 360 FPS, you know. One of my friends, right, they have a PC, and they have a really good gaming PC, right? And I play on my Switch, and I beat him every single time. Every time. So it just goes to show, you don't need it to be done better. Sure, the game will run smoother for you. It might help a little. But it certainly won't make you better than your friend. If you want to become better than someone, what you have to do is challenge them to a 1v1. You know, say, oh, you know, it's just for fun, it's still a 1v1. Do a 1v1. If you beat them, then you know it doesn't actually make a difference. So I just wanted to say that today. Everyone's days is going fine, and catch you in the next one. Alright, bye everyone. I'll see you next week, maybe with Tom, and if I can't get Tom, there will be another guest. So goodbye everyone. Bye.